Welcome to Leverage Masters, airing weekly on Tuesdays at 12 Eastern and on demand on iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. Leverage Masters hosts Jack Humphrey and Gina Gaudio-Graves discuss leverage strategy with guest leveragists. Be sure to subscribe to Leverage Masters in your favorite podcatcher for great tips and case studies on using leverage to achieve your biggest goals much faster.
Well, welcome everyone to another episode of Leverage Masters. I am your co-host, Gina Gaudio-Grace, the co-founder of Divisio at D-U-V-I-S-I-O, the affiliate network for companies doing good. And we have my co-host and all-around friend, Andrea Adams-Miller from the Red Carpet Connection joining us as well. Hello, Andrea. How are you today?
Hello, I'm really, really good, and I'm just cracking up because I clicked the, oh, there it came. You know how technology is always fun sometimes. I clicked it because I'd had everything filled out to read the bio of the guest today, and it pulled up and was blank, but it is all there again. So don't you just love it when fun things happen?
It was open on my end, so I could have read it if I needed to, but that's so great.
Yeah, so I was just laughing because I was like, and we have, oh, I have nothing. Okay, I do have something. Now, we actually have a really, really, really cool treat, and it's probably no surprise at all, Andrea. Let's think about what just happened here. Our guest today is super amazing. Her name is Annie Scholl. She is a spiritual guide. She's a Reiki master. She's an Ayurvedic practitioner. She leads workshops and retreats and seminars and does one-on-one coaching with people, and she's presently working on a book as well to lead others to a higher vibrational energy towards their health and their healing for themselves and their families and loved ones around them. And she's studying under Deepak Chopra and Dr. Suhas and other doctors and wise sages. And she's also working on her doctorate in Ayurvedic medicine, which that medicine is loosely described as a form of a life science, and how holistic medicines came to be about and how those things assist in healing combined with preventative holistic measures that address emotional and spiritual health of others. I had the pleasure of being with her. She not only is amazing in her work and her talent and the things that she's able to hear and be able to reflect to you from the guides who guide her to guide us. But she's this beautiful spirit, this tiny little adorable, gorgeous thing who just wears all these beautiful eclectic clothes and beautiful colors and beads and everything. She's just absolutely adorable. And I got to see her work this weekend for several hours. And I'm so excited that she's going to be here on Gina. She's going to have so much to share with all of us about what the world is really bringing about. And that's why I named this show Leveraging Your Life by Understanding Your Soul Spirit with Annie Scholl, and how understanding your soul spirit leverages your life to the maximum output of vibrational energy. So cool. Yay.
Well, welcome, Annie.
Thank you. Am I here?
You are here, and Andrea's just been doing me this giant favor.
Namaste, everyone. Namaste. Thank you. I'm
namaste.
So honored to be
namaste,
with everyone.
Annie.
Andrea's been doing
me this giant favor because I've been really sick the last 4 weeks, and she keeps bringing all these great healers to my show. I'm like, wow, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Exactly,
and that's
so
perfect. That's what we need to
I
do.
Actually,
all the healers need to unite and help one another.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I took the liberty of doing is saying, because I know that meeting Annie, she's automatically going to be picking up on your energy, even me just talking about you prior to the show to prepare for it. And I gave her a little bit of your history and so forth, so that she was aware of what she was starting to pick up and read to help her. And I thought we'd start out, though, so that people understand really what you do, Annie, when you meet with them.
Mm-hmm.
So So if you could say it from your point of view, when you're meeting with someone one-on-one, or whether you're in a session with a group, how are you picking up and hearing things or feeling things or seeing things, however that comes to you, and then how do you relay that message to others?
So for me, I have an open veil, and so I am constantly walking with spirit. It's how I live my life. And so it is like having a best friend with you all the time, I guess you could say. And so the way that they, I guess you could say that they come to me is when I sit and meet with someone, I start to gradually start to sense, I guess you, or be have this intuitive peace that comes in, is a good way to explain it. And I start to see your path. I start to get the gift of as you allow, because when you meet with me, you're allowing me into your space a bit. So I start to begin to see these pathways. They usually show me three pathways. I sometimes, and they change over as we go through, as you start to shift, as we speak through some of the questions you may have, or as I see something, it may be a trauma. It may have just been an experience that you just didn't quite understand, and we just need to clear it up just a little bit so that you can progress in your journey. So, I'm sorry, excuse me. So a lot of times when spirit comes through, I will begin to cough. And that sometimes tells me, okay, you're done with that piece of what you were saying. So I'll continue on with some of this. My memory has been taken, so that allows me to be able to be an open vessel. So I live every day as if it is for the first time. So I begin to relive these emotions and feelings and understandings of this world, which opens me up to be able to communicate with your soul. And that is what I'm communicating. I'm communicating with your soul when I'm usually meeting with someone. I'm asking the needs. I'm asking what is it that's going on. And it may be something physical. And then it will show me how it is attached to things that this individual has experienced in this world and how we can adjust that. Sometimes it is a word that there is something attached to a word that continually keeps coming into someone's life in ways. One of those words is feeling guilty. You know, most everyone has a piece of them that feels guilty. And what is guilt? Guilt is fear of doing it again. And so that attaches this negativity to it. So we cross that bridge just a little bit and be able to see that that all of these things in our lives are gifts, and we need to see them as lessons and take those lessons and leave the stories and start to step into this new world that we're in. Of time is different now. The whole world is different now. So I guess I hope that gives some explanation. My mind kind of is jarred, so I don't really remember the question. But
So for those of you who are listening, Annie often will apologize or something, or because there's like a delay in the messages. And I told her it's just like we're having the commercial break. So I told her to stop apologizing. I said she's just getting the information, and it's just a little slow to come in, because she's not only hearing it, seeing it, feeling it. You know, then she has to transcribe whatever she's getting so that we can understand. So first of all, that she can express it. And so that we can understand it. So there's multiple, it's almost like you're listening to another language, and then now you got to give it to us in English.
And I understand this is something that we all have in us. This is not just me. This is something we all have in us. This is our soul spirit So I explain it a lot of times as being an open veil, because that's something that people can resonate and understand. And it's as if being a child. So as a child, we have more of an open veil. So for me, that is more of what, not that I am a child, I'm a, 45-year-old woman. But I do feel more of the sense, more of the essence, I should say, of the being, of being connected with my childlike self, that innocence of understanding that we all have a certain state of consciousness. So when this information comes through to me, know that it's at the conscious state of being that I am at, okay? And that may be different from what someone else is at. And so I adjust my conscious state of being to be able to discern some of this information so that each individual can understand it. Yet this isn't, the information that comes through may not come through, and the person sitting next to them may not quite understand it the way that the person that I'm speaking to will understand it. So this is how spirit works. It helps me adjust to the different conscious levels so that I can be clear in discerning these things to different humans, I want to say. and that's more of how it works. And each person, each of us has this discernment and understanding in this different conscious level. The information will come differently for each individual. So
beautiful.
I'm not the only one.
Yeah, right. So it's coming through to multiple people. So sometimes when people come to somebody like you, they're looking for a specific answer for a specific thing. And if my understanding is correct, the spirits may not choose, they either may not know it or may choose to share it with you but tell you not to tell them, or may only tell them a partial of it. Depending on
right.
on what that per, like is like given them to, what is the reasoning for that? Is it like
so,
by telling them
so
too much?
Because right, so there is, so depending on the situation. So I'm given pathways for people. I get to see things that are amazing, and when seeing these things, I don't want to give someone the opportunity to create a story from it. As to what I'm giving them. This is their journey. And so there's ways that I will speak of these things that I've been taught through spirit, I want to say. So they've taught me how to be clear in the way that I say things. When I say something to someone, sometimes it's not what they want to hear, and it can be harsh. And because,
oh, well, that happened for me.
Yeah, and it's and know that from coming from me, I am a bit of a gentle soul. That's kind of, it's kind of hard for me to say these things at times, because I'm like, this may hurt a little bit, but I have to speak truth as well. And there are times that you need this information, certain pieces of information, so that you can consciously make a clear decision in the pathway of your life that is in the purest, highest form of love and light, you know, that really is in line with your true essence and who you want to be in this world. So once we align that and we start making these amazing transitions in our state of consciousness and in the decisions and our experiences in this world, all of these things, we start to shift some of these things. We start to go, what is going on? How come everything now is just roses and, beautiful? It's amazing how then all of these things that we have chosen to manifest start to come into play. And all of these
right.
things that are in a highest form of good start to come into play. So, yes, there are pieces that will be held back at times, but then there is a time for everything. Usually when I sit with someone individually and quietly by myself with just them, then there is no filter. and it will come out and be very direct, and that is the space that I choose to generally be in. Now, being on radio or on TV or things like that, I can tell you, spirit pulls me back a bit, because there are things that not everyone in this world are ready for. I'm surprised myself that the world is ready for me. So, and they are now. The world is ready for me because I will be the example that others need in this world. I choose to be that. I also choose to be that because there's so many others just like me. Just like me. And you are just like me. All of you are just like me. But I am being that reflection for you, so that you can be your best. This is not to say that I don't have things that I, you know, stumble in life still. You know, it is a constant learning process. We are constantly right. evolving. We are constantly learning. That's what our soul spirit does. It moves on. So we are here to learn these lessons. As hard as it is to understand and really want to say, I'm done learning lessons. I'm tired of it. But it's such a gift. Look at all these beautiful things we all get to share and learn from each other and grow from. And that's what we're here to do, is just love and come together. And so that is the gift that I try to come across for people and bring them back into this space of understanding and a clear consciousness.
Well, I love that. So let's if you are open to it, or if the spirits are open to it, if Gina's open to it, let's maybe share some love for Gina. So what do you need to know from Gina, or do you even need Gina to say anything? Because you didn't even know Gina's name until 10 minutes before the show on purpose, because I said, her name is Gina, so that way you know how to address her.
right.
And I said nothing.
And then I
wanted to make sure, this is so the audience hears. The only other thing I said is Gina has gone through a divorce, and she's a consultant, and she helps with people with joint ventures and multiple other things, and has Divisio, a company. And then I said that she has gone through some health challenges her whole life, and recently with an abscess that burst in her abdomen, which could have killed her, and actually had them looking at a dialysis diagnosis, and that's the only thing I shared. Mm. So what I gave now is exactly what I told her, and I did it through me, so that way nothing more was brought up. That way it could come up through Gina and not through anybody else, so that way you guys can listen to what happens here.
Right. So
you're so
Gina.
Sweet to me, Andrea. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, honey.
I'm so honored to get to do this. I do want to say right away that my solar plex is pounding. I'm seeing that it's time to digest some of this. So you're hanging on to a lot of stories from the past. And that's keeping you in disease. That's keeping you having these things keep popping up. It's one after the other. Just when you think you're going to get over one thing, then the next thing starts to zoom right in, and you begin the process again. So let's stop the cycle with that, and bring you back into digesting, so into your solar plex and feeling it. I'd like you to just put your hand on your solar plex for me, if you could, which is it's right on the center of your abdomen, if you could, please.
Yes.
And I want you to take a breath in through your nose, closing your mouth. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth for me, please. Okay. All right. I'm finding this is a kind of a common thread that I'm seeing in a lot of people right now, and it is that the stories have finally bubbled up to the surface. So a lot of these past traumas and things are starting to bubble up to the surface. So that's why your solar plex, it's important that we start activating some of that. I'd like you to take another deep breath for me in through your nose. and out through your nose again. Okay, so we're breathing through the chest a little too heavily, which means that you're consciously hanging on to the trauma. We want to shift that breath into your abdomen again. Okay, so I'm going to have you put your stomach, your hand on your on your pelvic area. Okay, just right on where your pelvic area, your uterus area. And I want you this time, when you take a deep breath in through your nose, I want you to push your stomach out. And then when you blow out through your nose, I want you to pull your stomach in, okay? And I'm sorry, can you place your other hand on your heart?
Yes.
Go ahead and take, I see that you've done that now, so go ahead and take a deep breath in through your nose. And pushing your stomach out, and a deep breath out through your nose. As the stomach comes back out, and back in, and back out, and back in. So this is your natural way of breathing. When we breathe in the chest, that's our fight or flight. That's our natural instinct, is to have the upper chest be moving most of the time. So if you could practice this, and the way that I want you to do it is in through the nose, out through the mouth, and in doing this, you're going to shift your breathing pattern just a little bit. It'll help you slow your, it'll also help slow the breathing pattern a little bit, because you're a little bit, you're huffing and puffing at times, a little out of breath at times. So this is going to help with that. It's going to shift the breath just a little bit down into your abdomen. So that way when they're just showing me you walking right now. So that will help with some of that. Also, I'm starting to get a few things on your body. And generally, I usually like to see you in person so I can see into your eyes, see into your soul. It really, that really
I bet.
Is a great way for me to connect. But this is also working actually very well this time. Your circulation is really, so I'm seeing that it's weird, like at times you're cold, but you're clammy sometimes, in the palms, on your feet, back of the knees. So at times, so it's kind of an odd, how do you adjust something like this? And this is coming from...
I have neuropathy in my legs and feet, but it's so severe that the doctors say I should be a paraplegic, and yet I do walk, but I walk with a walker.
Limp. Do you walk with kind of a limp below? Because they show me...
A little bit of a limp.
Limp, yeah. So
the limp is from my left knee.
Yeah,
from my left knee there's a little limp.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm seeing that you struggle they're showing me you struggle with the walk. It's not just the breath, it's the walk, it's the actual movement itself that you're struggling with. So we want to really...
Because I've had such severe neuropathy for 23 years, it's not only caused the muscles to atrophy in my legs and feet, it's caused the blood vessels to atrophy in my legs and feet. So
yeah,
I do have circulation issues.
Yeah, your high point for them. Yeah, they say your circulation is really struggling. And so we're going to start, we need to start doing, I would then guide you to do some of this different meditation that I encouraged that was taught to me. And it is bringing your mind, using your imagination, I like to say that helps people to imagine in your center heart space. If you can just imagine that beat of your heart and then place your hand there and feel the beat of your heart for a moment. Okay. All right. Feel that. Now, I wouldn't normally have you lay down to do something like this, because what I'm showing you with this is, and what this does is it helps us get a physical as well as a we use our physical body, our conscious mind, as well as our subconscious mind. It helps connect these two things, and in doing that, it helps with our helps us adjust the things throughout our body. So I want you to imagine that heartbeat going on in your heart and see it as a, see your heart, imagine your heart, feel your heart. Go ahead and close your eyes. And then I want you to start imagining growing some vessels that go all the way down to the palms of your hand. Okay. And as you grow those vessels, now I want you to imagine this heartbeat starting to pump the blood down into the palms of your hand. Taking a breath in through your nose. And again, out through your nose. Just allowing your body to relax just for a moment, imagining and feeling now that pumping going on in the palm of your hand. Feel the pulsation. Feel your body starting to pump it down into the palms of your hand. Start to feel the heat coming from your hands as it starts to throb in your hands. Yeah. And now bring both your hands up to your heart. Back down to your knees. Now bringing your attention back to your heartbeat in your chest. And now that you've learned to grow these vessels from your heart, I want you to grow these vessels all the way down through every piece of your body. As you grow them down your legs, and then you grow them through your abdomen and up through your spine, all the way up into your head and through your crane, all through your whole body. Coming back to the heartbeat again and the feeling and the sensation that's going on in your heart, feeling that pounding in your chest. Begin to pump that blood again, pushing the circulation, seeing it flow through all the vessels, going all the way through to your toes and all the way up to your head, flowing continuously through your body. Taking a breath through your nose, and this time out through your mouth. Perfect. Now just relax for a moment. Bringing your attention back to your heart again. Having gratitude for this new process that you've learned to heal some of yourself. Seeing the blood going through your body, bringing the circulation back into your body. Bringing your hands to heart center in prayer position. And bowing to yourself and thanking and having gratitude for yourself for taking these steps to heal yourself. Namaste.
Namaste.
Perfect.
Thank you, Annie. That was fantastic.
You're welcome. So these are some of the things
I will continue working on that. That was a great meditation.
So we'll,
and for our listeners,
you continue,
guys, you can come back to the recording anytime you want to go through that with Annie all over again.
Wow, that's amazing. Oh, wonderful. So it's important for you to do this and for others out there as well. You know, this is something you can do. And it gives us a visual, a way to connect our physical mind as well as our subconscious mind. So we're connecting our body, our physical body, our mind body with our soul spirit. By doing this, we're visually seeing the vessels that we know are already in our body and circulating, but we are giving them a visual. So we're giving them purpose. by doing this. We're giving them guidance by doing this. We're allowing the flow to happen. We're choosing the path. So as we start to do these things, we start to open up the way that we consciously start seeing things, that we understand things. We see that all things are have purpose, and you know, it's just with this simple technique, you'll start to see the flow within yourself come alive quite a bit. So there is some there is a lot of the trauma that is attached to many of these things, and we don't have time to really get into all of these different vasts, and that's why I say when I meet with someone, it's usually for several hours. We sit and we go through the body, we shift through the body. This is not just something, I've worked with people with severe PTSD, people with cancer, just different people. And the way that I choose to shift people through it is, it can be intense. We shift through it within a few hours, but then, you know, it's you that's healing yourself. I'm just awakening these things that you already know. But we all need teachers. I needed guides and teachers, and I still need them. So this will awaken some of those things that are already inside you that you already know, and it gives a tangible effect that a lot of us need in this world. I needed proof in this world. I was one of those people, and I still am. I still like to have proof. I mean, because of what and I can see and things, at times I say, really? I want proof. And then I get proof. And I go, I'm not going to ask that again. So I understand. And
I want to add one thing to what you just said, Annie. And it's something that's come from all of the studying and application I've done since probably 15 years ago. And that is this. When you're doing these meditations and these guided exercises, guided visualizations, some people call them, you really want to make sure that you're getting the feeling of the flow. And
some of the
people that I've worked with in the past have noticed that one of the things that makes me very unique is the level of density I have in my visualization. And even my own physician, who's an integrative practitioner, has pointed out that level of density in my visualization, he believes, is a big part of why I'm able to heal myself so quickly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When I'm doing visualization, it is so real to me. It's as real as the rose bush sitting on my lanai or my puppy laying on my lap. I am
so
physically feeling it with all my senses.
I really appreciate you saying that, because just as that gives me confirmation that what I gave you was, you know, it was guided. I was told to give you visual. I don't always give visual to people. A lot of people need guidance in words, in processing certain things. So every individual is very different. And for you, it was they prompted me to give you something that was more of a visual type meditation that can give you that balance, because this is something you practice. This is something you understand, I'm saying. Didn't know that before.
It is.
I do.
And absolutely.
So, and as well as I am going to give you just one other thing, if you don't mind.
I would love it.
This is just to balance because you are processing through a lot of things right now. And now that you're understanding how you heal yourself, how we heal ourselves, I want to give you a balancing chakra, if that's okay. And it's just
that would be fabulous.
I've started to begin to study primordial sound through my studies. It's very just phenomenal to start to understand some of these vibrational words and things that we never really understood. And now I'm hoping that I can help people kind of see a different space of it and understand that it's not something to be scared of. It's not, you know, it's a natural thing. We each have a sound that was made at our birth, and we can now find some of these sounds. Now, this sound is not going to be your primordial sound at birth, but what it is it is the sound, the primordial sound for
your
chakra.
Not the sound of the motorcycle in the background, guys. Sorry about that.
Correct. Yeah, it's not. So what I'm giving you is this is the chakra sound for your solar plex, okay? And it is called, way that it's said, it's spelled R-A-M, and it said Ram, 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 Ram. What I'd like you to do, because it is something that you can do visually, we want you to do it visually. So when you, how I choose to do this for you is, this will help shift your digestion. This will also, we're digesting emotion here as you're processing, getting the blood flowing and things. We got to digest some of this and get it out. So ROM is going to help you with the digestion of these things. And how I want you to do it is a little different than how I teach others, because of how your conscious mind is. And so when you're waking up in the morning, before you come fully awake, you'll come into a slight awareness that, yes, I am waking up now. And at that time, I want you to start to continue to say ROM, ROM, Ram, Ram, just for about 3 minutes, if you can, or however long it lasts. If you want to take it longer, you can, or if you need to take it shorter, you can. Now, I'm just giving you guidance. This is your own practice. I'm just giving you little bits and pieces to help shift you into your state of consciousness, okay? So, Ram.
You got it.
Ram, Ram. So, if you can start doing that, you'll start seeing some shifts going on between the circulation and that. And then, you know, and then also changing some things in the diet. You need to add in so I'm seeing you're more of a kapha. So we want to maybe bring in some really nice warm foods into your life right now. Okay.
Okay.
So comforting foods. Also, I need you to also start creating a daily practice that's a little more regimented, just for the morning. It doesn't have to be all day, just like your morning practice, okay? Just a little something where you get up, however you choose to do it, but add in this little meditation. And then as well, I
was
going to
say, it's pretty regimented already. I'm happy to add stuff to it, but it's pretty regimented already.
Yeah. So we're going to add in just this, and because you show that you're a busy person. So we want to add this in, just a little, this light meditation in, you know, in the morning, as well as I just want you to do some stretching. I generally will teach you chair stretching There is chair yoga out there that you can look into, but mainly stretching your arms straight up over your head is going to be really. But the one arm.
Two-torn rotator cuffs.
Some, right. But see,
two-torn rotator cuffs, they can't go straight up.
Right. Well, they can go up some, I can see. So that's what they want, because what's happening is it's starting to pull down too much, and we've got to start bringing, you're going to sit just in a chair, and you're just going to bring your arms to the side, and you're going to bring them up just as gently as you can, just for a few seconds, not for long, and then back down.
Okay.
And then up for just a few seconds. So what we're doing is we're just bringing the body just slightly into alignment. And so that's why I say, I'm not asking you to go out and walk. I'm not asking you to do any of these things.
I totally understand.
This is not something that you're able to do right now. Spirit helps adjust what your body needs to what will be comfortable for you to start growing into this new form, this new body. You know, I've worked with people where they are hunched over and can't. You know, and so we start to do some of these stretches, and we find that gently, slowly, over time, as they begin to heal themselves, then they are standing straight up again and the life is back in them. So just gently, nothing rigorous. We're just looking to gently move you into this new form that you need to be able to progress in this world, bringing your body back into balance. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So
and if I can get one arm up higher than the other, is that okay?
That is okay. That is okay. That just means that balance may be coming in on one side just a little clearer than the other. So then when you do your meditations with doing, you know, growing the vessels and things, you know which side to concentrate on. To really push the flow in that direction a little heavier, if you can, with the beating of your heart, so that you can start getting that circulation, so that it starts. Also, it's showing me that you need to keep your body warmer than what you're keeping it. Even though you may not feel like you're cold necessarily, if you touch your skin, it is a little bit cold, okay?
Probably because of the neuropathy. I totally agree with that.
Right.
That's a very good insight. I realized it this morning.
Right. So we need to, you know, you may get a little warm, but your body needs that right now. It needs the warmth.
Okay.
So even if you sweat a little bit, that's actually better for you right now than being cold. Your body needs warm up. Okay. So adding sweaters,
Well, the last couple of days I've been in sweats, which seems weird for this area. I live in Southwest Florida. It's hot.
Yeah.
But I've been in sweats, so I very much agree with you.
Yeah. So it's showing that you're really and what that means is that you're, for me, what that shows me is that your nerves are highly sensitive, so you're going to feel kind of agitated and frazzled at times when you're feeling this. And that will give you that will tell you, oh, I need to go put a jacket on. I need to put a sweater on. I need to warm up. I'm starting to feel that again. Okay. They just gave me confirmation.
Gotcha.
My whole body went very cold. Oh, wow.
That's funny.
So I want to take you in a little different direction too. So
perfect.
So the audience hears. So that was a way that we saw that when she's actually working with someone, the things that can come up and things that can be of existence. So let's go a little work wise and so forth, or like general.
Mm-hmm.
Like so.
Want to add to what you just said for a minute, Andrea.
Sure.
Every single insight Annie just gave me is 100% spot on. Like,
wow.
Blew my mind how accurate she has been so far. So take it away, Andrea.
Yeah, she is.
And it's not me,
accurate.
I'm just a vessel.
Yeah, and again, it's the guide. She's
and that's
the
point I'm making,
okay.
Right? There's no way you could have been that accurate if you weren't being guided by spirit. No way.
True.
Yeah,
so that's why I wanted our listeners to realize this.
Thank you.
So let's just for
thank
fun.
You.
So to show the availability and the difference in things, and just so you know, we only have about 17 minutes left. Let's talk about like this radio show. Like, where is this?
Mm-hmm.
Where is the Leverage Masters going?
Gosh, I have no idea.
And that's one of the reasons I asked that, because I wondered if it would even say. And so that was perfect. So thank you, Spirit, for creating that. Because unless they see something or don't, you know, it may not be something that they feel is necessary to say. It could mean that there's a lot coming and they haven't got it all. It could mean that
it could also mean that we're not clear on where we're going, so they're not clear
on
where we're going either.
And also, they do give me things that are more present. At times
future.
When I'm meeting right with you, I'm going to give you more present. And they like to, for me, they don't give me personally. They don't give me personally a lot of future because of my memory. So I mainly just live in the present. And what comes to me is meant for me, and I see that. So I don't have like a lot of significant goals, I would say. I just know that there are things out there I want to do to reach as many people as I can. I mean, Deepak wants to meet, he wants to reach over 1 billion people with his understanding of mind, body, spirit, and I'm right on board with that. I want us all to get in alignment with this and just become our true essence, and so we can live in this harmony, you know, because the vibration is a harmony that we all can hum together and live in this amazing world and share and enjoy life. Yeah,
Annie, I am a business strategist and a leveragist. And what really fuels my heart and soul more than anything is helping people to build businesses that first and foremost make a difference and also make money, because the two parts fuel one another. If there is anything I can do to help you or Deepak to reach 1 billion people each, please just reach out. I would be honored to be of service, seriously.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm honored that you would love to be a part. That's an honor. And, you know, it's you're doing it right now just by having this, you know, open dialect and being able to share with others and see that, you know, we all go through traumas in life and that we can still achieve these things in this world that we aspire to have. We're inspired to be things, you know, inspired to read things. We're inspired to go places. And those are the things we need to do. We need to follow some of our bliss and allow our stories to be just that. You know, we can write our stories down, put them aside, taking the lessons and then moving forward and living a beautiful life.
I got excited.
Well, I'm very serious. There are so many things I can help guide to help you get a bigger impact, make a bigger impact.
Sure.
Pass that on to Deepak as well.
Oh, wow.
I would love to be of service to you guys.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Great. She's pretty cool. She's got some good outreach there.
Yes,
and then,
so
let's take it a different direction. So, all right, so perfect. For the audience then, so for me, the very first thing she said to me was I was a goddess warrior in the past and guided me.
Nice. I've known that about you for a long time.
You weren't, it's not that you were a warrior goddess,
you are
a warrior goddess. So just as we can say, because our terminology in this world is very structured, so we can say, yes, you in a past life you were this person, but that person is still you. We have to remember that as well, that person is still you. The same soul that experienced that is still here. We heal that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So given that, so that was very interesting. And then,
Andrea, own that.
So in owning that, so she told me that that the Keep Smiling movement would still move forward and that there's bigger, even bigger for me than that. So that's happening, and then there's even more happening. And so it'll be exciting to see what, because there's been things that's been presented to me and more things that are forthcoming that are going to happen. And so it's interesting to see what will come along through all of this.
And know that that's your choice. These are all your choices. And as you start to have that clear discernment in this world, you start to, then these things start to come to you. They will come to you. Yeah, you won't be seeking anything. It will come to you.
Yeah, it's very interesting. So how about, like, so for our audience members, you know, like, what do you see as, you know, as an America or maybe as a universe of some things that multiple people can hear that, so obviously, hopefully people understand that by listening through Gina's story that they can hear things for themselves and how that can help them and how working with you could help them as well, but also what us as a society and our listeners, you know, might be able to pick up on.
Well, there's so many vast things, but probably the one thing that I would truly encourage everyone in this world to do is at this time is step back and do some reflecting of not stories so much, but more of who they are and where they're walking their path, and if their path is really leading them in that feeling that they know within them of joy, and you know, we get prompted to do things that are good in service of people that feels really good. So if this same feeling continues to come up as you're doing these things, you know you're on that right path. When it starts to hinder some, we need to step back a bit and reflect. So I would say, you know, loving each other unconditionally, and by losing some of this judgment that we have so much that has divided us so much, we have segregated our own country, I guess we could say. And so we want to bring that back. We need to bring that back. And the way that we do that is understanding that we all have purpose in this world. Some of us come here and we have to be martyrs, and some of us come here and we're here to just be the light, and some of us come here to create amazing flying machines. So we all have gifts in this world, but we all have to make sure that we understand that as individuals, we're on a different conscious level, all of us. And so saying that someone is wrong for the way that they feel is devaluing their purpose, you know, by judging a person for what they do or how they do something, even if we don't agree with it, we are devaluing their purpose. And their purpose is just right in alignment with where they are, with the learnings and teachings that they need from this world. So we have to step back a lot of times, even with our children. I'm seeing a lot of people out there with children and wanting to, and I'm saying this because I'm starting to pop in on some of these listeners. So a lot of our, you know, we want the best for our children. We want our children to do certain things, and we have to step back. We have to remember that even with our children, we have to allow them to have this essence of experience in this world and let them make choices. So without any judgment, and allowing them to grow in this world, giving them guidance at times, but allowing them to experience these things. And that can be one of the hardest things. And I know I'm hearing that, you know, a lot of parents out there are really struggling with this, but we have to pull back, and we have to allow ourselves to see that it is okay for us to experience some of these things. These traumas that I experienced as a child, it was hard for my parents to understand, but they do understand, and they understand that there is no anger. There's nothing. I have nothing for them. And they carried a guilt, and we worked through that guilt, because there should not be any guilt there. They did everything they could at the conscious state of being that they were at, and the understanding and the learnings from this world that they had received. And I honor that. I honor that, because now in life, we all shift and we start to see the greater purpose in our lives and the greatest purpose in all of these things and these things that have happened to us. Okay.
Amazing. No, it's amazing information. So we'll talk more. I wanted to let people know how to get a hold of Annie. I'm Annie's publicist, and Annie lives a very private life, and you can see why, or at least hear why, because she's so open to everything that's going on. She's inundated with information and downloads all day long about, I mean, like going to a grocery store is, you know, like she might as well knock her out, because she's got everybody's stuff coming into her. And so she's exhausted going anywhere. I mean, like don't send her to an amusement park. Oh my goodness. where there's, you know, tons and tons of people. So you can reach her by reaching me. So that's Andrea Adams Miller at the Red Carpet Connection Andrea Adams Miller at the Red Carpet Connection or through www.theredcarpetconnection.com, www.theredcarpetconnection.com. And then you can reach her to have her come in and do a seminar or a workshop or to have her do one-on-ones with you for what she does. And she's just amazing. And then we only have a few minutes left. So is there anything else that we didn't share that is that the guides are saying, I got to say this because I only got 3 minutes left?
Really, the main thing that I'm getting is that we all is to just love one another. Love one another without purpose. Without purpose. Mm. Just love. Love without purpose. Yeah. Yeah. And that will unite us. Yeah. Yeah. Just love without purpose.
Lovely.
So beautiful, Annie. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
And for the exercise you did for me, I so appreciate you.
You're welcome. And to the listeners, thank you. Thank you for being open vessels. Thank you for all that you are and all that you are for this beautiful world. And continue your journey. Continue to see what is good and pure. Thank you.
Thank you. Awesome. Well, with that, I guess, Gina, wait till you see what's coming next week.
Oh, I can't wait. Thank you so much, Andrea.
You're welcome. Yeah, certainly love to Gina Gaudio Grace for everything she does. Duvizio, with Duvizio and all the people she consults with. And I'm Andrea Adams Miller with the Red Carpet Connection. Anything else we need to share?
I think that's it. Have a fantastic week, everybody. You know, Andrea and
Namaste.
I will be back next week with another amazing guest.
Thank you so much.
I hope
guys.
You can all join us. Namaste, Annie. Bye bye, everybody.
Namaste, everyone.
Tune in next week for another episode of Leverage Masters. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook on our Leverage Black Book page to keep up with the latest. We'll see you next time on Leverage Masters.